AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The New York Yankees become the first American League team to reach the 10-win mark, getting another strong starting pitching performance. Details from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Yankees are a Major League best 10-2 after a 3-2 win against the Marlins. Carlos Rodon pitched well over 6-plus innings, allowing 2 unearned runs and 4 hits to lower his ERA to 1.72 in 3 starts this season.
It's always important, I think, for any of us to start off on a good note. I think we're playing good baseball right now, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow and trying to take a third one from them.
Alex Verdugo got the Yanks going with a second inning homer, his first in pinstripes. Giancarlo Stanton delivered an RBI double in the fifth, one inning before Juan Soto's run scoring single made it 3-0. The Yankees have matched the best 12-game start in team history, done 3 other times. The Marlins are 1-11 for the second time in club history.
Meanwhile, the Orioles spoil the Red Sox home opener 7-1 with outfielder Colton Cowser leading the way with 4 RBI.
We haven't really been able to string a lot of quality at bats in a row, and today we were able to kind of move that train a little bit and string a couple in a row, and I think that that's how you have a productive offense, and we were able to do that today.
The Tigers stage a 9th-inning rally to beat the Pirates 5-3. The White Sox are in their first road win of 2024, defeating the Guardians 7-5. Bo Bichette's 2-run homer helps the Blue Jays trip up the Mariners 5-3. The Royals are in their 5th straight win, 4-3 in 10 innings over the Astros, thanks to Salvador Perez's RBI single off Wander Suero. Shea Langeliers hits 3 homers as the A's beat the Rangers 4-3. The Rays hold on to beat the Angels 6-4. The Dodgers also earned their 10th win of 2024 as Tyler Glasnow pitches 7 shutout innings and strikes out a career-high tying 14 in a 6-3 win over the Twins. The right-hander says he feels like he's seeing the results he expects.
Yeah, for sure. I think like these last 4, for sure. I think like the first one to now, it's been like an uphill trend towards like, yeah, how I want to feel, for sure.
Christian Yelich drives in 3 to lead the Brewers to a 9-5 win over the Reds. The Braves nearly see a 6-run lead disappear, but manage to pull out a 6-5 win over the Mets. The Cardinals shut out the Phillies 3-0 to give Sonny Gray his first win with St. Louis. The Diamondbacks earn a 3-2 win over the Rockies. C.J. Abrams' 2-run homer helps the Nationals beat the Giants 5-3. And a Christopher Morel grand slam leads the Cubs to a 5-1 win over the Padres. Alex Ovechkin reaches rarefied air. The Bucks end the Celtics' winning streak but lose their star in the process. And the all-time college basketball wins leader is retiring. That and more is coming up after this. The Washington Capitals use a pair of second-period goals to defeat the Red Wings 2-1 and see history as Alex Ovechkin's tally less than 10 seconds before the end of the period makes him the first player in NHL history to score 30 goals in 18 different seasons.
We fight for the playoffs. You know, we fight their fight. I think it was pretty intense games. Both teams have pretty good chances. Both goalie play well, solid. We take it and move on.
Meanwhile, a highlight reel goal steals the headlines as the Hurricanes knock off the Bruins. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Andrei Svechnikov opened the scoring with a lacrosse-style goal, and the Hurricanes beat the Bruins 4-1. Svechnikov, who also had an assist, surprised goalie Jeremy Swayman by cradling the puck with his stick blade and flicking it into the net for his 19th goal of the season midway through the second period. Carolina center Jake Guentzel.
That's unbelievable, just the amount of skill he has, and first time I've seen it in person, so it's just an unbelievable goal, and just to see the smile on guys' faces is pretty special.
Teuvo Teravainen, Jake Guentzel, and Seth Jarvis also scored as the Hurricanes pulled away for their 3rd straight win and 5th in their last 6. Charlie McAvoy scored the only goal for the Bruins.
Steven Stamkos has a hat trick to lead the Lightning to a 5-2 win over the Blue Jackets. The Canadiens pummel the Flyers 9-3. The Panthers shut out the Senators 2-0. Austin Matthews scores his 66th goal of the season in a 5-2 Maple Leafs win over the Devils. The Islanders double up the Rangers 4-2. The Stars outlast the Sabres 3-2. Nathan MacKinnon has 4 points, including a hat trick for the Avalanche and a 5-2 pasting of the Wild. The Ducks use a pair of third period goals to beat the Kings 3-1. The Kraken blank the Coyotes 5-0. And Andrei Kuzmenko's goal in overtime gives the Flames a 3-2 win over the Sharks. The Bucks get a much needed win in Boston, but lose their star in the process. Correspondent Tom Miriam has details.
The Bucks came up with a desperately needed victory, topping the top team in the league, the Celtics, 104-91. Milwaukee had lost four straight and six of seven, with its lead for second place in the East down to just a game. But the Bucks jumped on the Celtics early, opening up a 23-point lead before the game was 17 minutes old. Doc Rivers' Bucks then maintained a double-digit lead for the entire second half.
You still needed a win just to get the glaze off of you, whatever it was. And it's good to see our guys smiling and laughing today. That helps. Winning helps that.
Patrick Beverley led Milwaukee with 20 points. Five other Bucks scored in double figures. However, the win came with a dark cloud as Giannis Antetokounmpo left the game in the third quarter with a strained calf muscle. He is expected to have an MRI to determine the severity of the injury. The loss snapped a five-game winning streak for Boston.
In the game, the Celtics also become the first team in NBA history to go an entire game without attempting a free throw. The Mavericks sting the Hornets 130-104 behind a 39-point triple-double from Luka Doncic. The Sixers upend the Pistons 120-102. The Pacers wallop the Raptors 140-123. The Heat need double overtime to beat the Hawks 117-111. The Knicks get 45 from Jalen Brunson in a 128-117 win over the Bulls. The Rockets make the Magic disappear 118-106. The Spurs leave Memphis with a 102-87 win over the Grizzlies. Anthony Edwards drops a career-high 51 points as the Timberwolves take care of the Wizards 130-121. The Thunder rumbles over the Kings 112-105. The Nuggets earn a 111-95 win over the Jazz. The Warriors handle the Lakers 134-120. And Russell Westbrook's triple-double of 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 15 assists leads the Clippers to a 105-92 win over the Suns. And Stanford announces women's basketball coach Tara Vanderveer is retiring after 38 years with the Cardinal. Vanderveer has won an NCAA record 1,216 games between her coaching stints at Idaho, Ohio State, and Stanford, including three national championships and 13 trips to the women's Final Four. Steve Carney, AP Sports.